Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
All is not sunshine between Sting and his former bandmates, is it?
No, they're suing each other, from a lawsuit, an incident that goes back to 1983. That's how long this bad blood has been going on. Sting being sued by Stuart Copeland and Andrew Summers. They comprised the group The Police back in the day. It is Copeland and Summers who says they received no royalties nor songwriting credits for their song Every Breath You Take. That was the biggest selling song of 1983 and the fifth best selling song of the 1980s period. The Daily Mail reports that Sting earns $700,000 a year in royalties from the song. The other guys allege that they are getting nothing. So the three principals involved here have had no comments on all of this, but I'm sure we'll be hearing more about it soon.
Yeah, the question is, did those guys contribute to the writing, I guess?
Yeah, exactly right.
We'll hear more about that.
To be determined in a court, I guess.
Yep. Saturday Night Live changes. We alluded to this yesterday. Now we know at least one, huh?
Yeah, Lorne Michaels, the producer of the show, said that there were going to be some changes coming to the show. The first one came down yesterday. Cast member Devin Walker, has been on the show for 3 years, made the announcement on Instagram. He, on this Instagram post, said that he's been on the show for 3 years. Sometimes it was really cool. And sometimes it was so toxic he couldn't take it. It's not 100% clear whether or not he quit or if he was fired. But apparently over the next couple of weeks, we'll be hearing more announcements like this. The season premiere of the show is Saturday, October the 4th. So got a whole month of drama to come with this.
And we've got more Yellowstone. How many spinoffs can they do from this show?
I'm telling you what, each one seems to be more popular than the next, so I don't expect they're going to be stopping anytime soon. The latest one is going to be called The Dutton Ranch, and it will follow Beth Dutton and Rip Wheeler after the events of the Yellowstone series finale. And the big news about this is that Oscar-nominated actress Annette Bening is joining the Yellowstone series. She's been cast to star as the powerful head of a major ranch in Texas. The show will be streaming on Paramount Plus. They have not said when it'll be coming out exactly, but they're lining up these heavy hitters. I mean, they've had Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren and many others to do some of these prequels and spinoffs. So keep them coming. People are enjoying them.
Remember when actors thought, "Nah, I don't want to go on TV. It's beneath me. I'm a movie star."
Exactly. That's changed so much now. Now they can't wait to get on a series. That's where the action is. And many of them said, doing something like this, it's like making a six-hour movie. It's their dream come true.
Yeah. Here's the problem, though. We watched Yellowstone, loved Yellowstone, and now I can't for the life of me remember what happened in the finale. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'd have to go back and watch at least the last part of the last one.
How many times have I said you shouldn't have to do homework to watch television?
Well, there's a lot of space between these episodes sometimes.
Should not be that tricky when Marsha Brady got hit in the face with a football.
Marsha!
For people who don't know or aren't familiar with the work of Chris Columbus, this guy is one talented director, isn't he, Dean?
Yeah, he sure is. He directed two of the Harry Potter movies. He directed Mrs. Doubtfire. He directed a bunch of films here in Chicago. Only the Lonely, And most notably, the original and the sequel, one way better than the other, Home Alone. So he's got some Chicago background. He is the director of this new series that will begin streaming Thursday on Netflix, the Thursday Murderers Club. That if you think about only murders in the building and put it in a retirement community, and you've got some of the senior citizens in this retirement community who work on solving murders, essentially mysteries. That's what this series is about. Oscar winner Helen Mirren, Oscar winner Sir Ben Kingsley. Pierce Brosnan is part of the series as well. We sat down with the cast, but also director Chris Columbus, specifically talking about his days here in Chicago. Any director who loves Johnny's Beef, the Elmwood Park location, you got to love a guy like that. I mean, he knows his Chicago. So
yeah,
not just talking the talk. This Thursday Murders Club is going to be on Netflix starting this coming Thursday. If you're interested in that, take a look for it. Now I have a taste for an Italian beef sandwich.
Yeah, and hearing him talk about the city reminds me. I meant to tell you this the other day. I was at the WGN TV studios where you are right now. Recently, I had to pick up a tape from one of the camera folks there, and I just was looking around there at the neighborhood, and you kind of never drive through there unless you're going to 2501 West Bradley Place, and that area north of Addison, is such a beautiful little area. Those streets, Waveland and Campbell and yeah. Tallman there, east of WGN. What a lovely little cul-de-sac that is.
It really is. It used to be back when I started here in 1991, it was a strictly industrial area around here. There were, you would occasionally see a semi-truck driving down the street loading something up. You would never see anything. And little by little, these industrial buildings around here were replaced. Now, right across the street, there's a health club across the street. Not that any of us use it, but it is there. It's nice to know that it's there. There are children's daycare centers, these swimming places where you can take your kids. It's become a real kid-centric area, because it's become such a family area around here. All the great old buildings from the 1920s mostly have been restored. There's like so much new construction around here. I can't believe it every day when I drive through here.
Yeah,
and I think about
either.
What an ugly industrial area that it used to be. And now there's million-dollar home after million-dollar home, right next to us that, I hope they appreciate the history that they're the bozo history that they're living next to right here.
It's a hidden secret of Chicago, that area north of Addison, about 2500 west. It really has developed into something special.
We have a White Castles within walking distance. So
what more could you ask for?
Yeah.
This new popcorn flavor from Garrett's, are they going to be pumping that smell out to the sidewalk anytime soon?
I'm not sure how I feel about this. I appreciate and enjoy Garrett's, but there are too many flavors of popcorn now, and now they've released another one. The way they're positioning this is two legendary names are combining to make one great new popcorn. And it's true, Garrett's popcorn is legendary, and it's true, Home Run In Pizza is legendary. But what they're doing is introducing a new flavor, Chicago-style pizza-flavored popcorn with the Garrett's cheese, I guess, as the base. with sun-dried tomatoes, garlic, oregano, and Parmesan cheese.
My recipe for wild mushroom.
That's too much. That's too much on a popcorn. It's, you know, I think I'm a little bit more of a purist. If I want popcorn, I want to be able to taste popcorn. If I want pizza, I'll go order a pizza. I don't know that I don't need the Reese's peanut butter cup effect here where, you know, you start mixing in flavors that I'm not sure should go with one another. I'm sure some people will like it. Send your emails. Go ahead. I just don't think it's something that appeals to me at all.
You've been listening to Dean Richards' First World Problems. Today's episode, too many Garrett's popcorn flavors.
That's right. Never mind the National Guard that you may see coming to us. We have a popcorn crisis going on in Chicago right now.
More tomorrow. Thank you very much, Dean. Bye.